בין הזמנים. בנויק שבאוילום, בין הזמנים, is looked at as man, from Yerida, is looked at as man, like we sort of tune out from anything that we're mechuyev to do. There's no yischaivus, and I'll try my best, but you know, it's ben hazman. And the truth is, it's punk faket. Ben hazmanim is a zman where you probably could steig more than during a zman. And let me explain what I mean. During this man, a person, he's in an environment, for most people, for most yeshivas, that the olam goes to daven, and the olam goes to learn, and there's a first seder, and there's a second seder, and there's a night seder. You go with the flow. Plus, there's peer pressure, and you're surrounded by people, and it's past yon, it's past nisht, and we're not quite sure who you are. You know, you're mechuyev to be wearing certain types of clothes. So, on the outside, on paper, it looks very good. But who are you really? How do you define yourself? Where you're holding in your Yerushalayim, and how much are you attacking Eved Hashem? That is to be seen ben hazmanim. Ben hazmanim, you're on your own. Suddenly, your individuality of who you really are, and what you taka really believe, and where you're holding by comes out. And the big test of who you are and what can become really of you, where you can really change, is the Ben Hazman. Zman, you're forced to, you have to, but on my case, if I don't produce, I'm going to leave. Whatever the story is, everybody has their different peer pressures from different angles. Suddenly you come, ben hazmanim, you're really on the island on your own. Suddenly who you are, what you really are, what you believe, comes to the surface. Your left is just you and the Ribbono Shel Olam. And here your individuality comes out. If we can survive it, if we can make it through, on a certain level we steig more than we steig during a zman. And if we make it through, we can walk into the next zman on a different plateau. You climbed the mountain, Ben Hazman, the mountain was straight. There's a few akdomas that we have to explain to understand. What's my avoiding ben hazman? How do I bring out my individuality? How do I bring out my nekuda hapnimis? What we always call the pintala yid. The pintala yid, each one of us has it somewhere, deep down under all those layers of schmutz. There's a pintala yid that really wants to have a kesher with the Ribbono Shel Olam. whether we recognize it or we don't recognize it, it's there. And a lot of times during the Zman, we never touch it. We do what's right, and we'll get schar for it. Well, who am I? What's my real connection to the Ribbono Shel Olam? How much do I feel for him? How much does he do I feel that he feels for me? How much am I connected to him? That Bein HaZmanim is the test. Rabbeinu Yoina says a Muridike Yisoid, a Gemara, Sechtas Ovus. I think it's a Gemara. Wait, there's a Gemara. Actually, has Rabbeinu Yoina there? Has Rabbeinu Yoina? Look, Rabbeinu Yoina. Listen to this, Lashon. Vasu Siyog LaTorah. Right, the first mission in Ovis, which is the first mission that everybody learns Bein HaZmanim, which I hope this Bein HaZmanim will be different. Heimamr Shleisha Dvorim. What does siyog la'Torah mean? To make a boundary, mishmeres. You make a boundary for the issa of the Torah. The Torah says it's osa. I take one step back and I make sure I make a boundary that I won't even come to the nisoin of doing the issa. Ushmati mishmati. That is the pasuk where it's based on. You make a shmira for the mishmira that the Ribbono Shel Olam made. Asu mishmeres l'mishmarti. So he says, v'hasiyog, making a boundary, dova godol mushubach. It's something that's praiseworthy and something big. Lasa is godel l'mitzvahs, to make a boundary for the mitzvahs. L'bal yuchal yikoshel b'mayores d'va Hashem. In order that you shouldn't be nichshel any avera. Why? Ki ein asiyas hamitzvah chochel yira. Doing mitzvahs is not a raya that you got Yerushalayim. Doing mitzvahs is a very nice thing. Today you're makbid. Today I woke up on the right side, so I'm in the mood of doing it. Tomorrow I wake up on the wrong side. I can't be bothered to do it. It's no raya to where the Yerushalayim is holding. Ki ein asiyas hamitzvah hechochol lira k'moy Hashem l'siyogim. No, the Yerushalayim person is not tested. You can't recognize the Yerushalayim from his mitzvahs or averus. It's from the boundaries that he sets up. When you set up a boundary and you don't go over that red line, that is the raya for how much Yerushalayim you have. Mitzvahs, averus, no raya to your Yerushalayim. One day you're in the mood, one day you're not in the mood. Where do I know who you really are? When you make a siyog la'Torah. Siyog la'Torah means, and this is the first Mishnah chat is, this is what they held Rabbein HaKadosh when he was Masada, the Mishnayis, and when he came to the Mishnayis of us, of telling you how to be an Elecha from Yid, the first thing they said was Vasu siyog la'Torah. You got to know, you got to make your gedorim, what your red line is. And the fees there, you'll know how much Yerushalayim you have. How do I build these red lines? Where do I start? Where do I finish? How do I go around it? There's a Meridik Avot from Rav Hutner. Rav Hutner says that there's three words in Hebrew, tchum. Chum means boundary. Choymas. is a wall. Chosam means a signature. The three words that the Shorish, the root of the word, is Hamas. Ches, Mem, Tov. In these three words, Tchum, Chosam, and Chaymas, the Shorish is one word. Hamas. And the Pshat is Poshut. There are three Madregas in how I go ahead to set up my boundaries. The first thing is Tchum. Tchum means such a thing as Tchum Shabbos, my boundaries. I set up what are my boundaries. Once I've made my mind and I've focused on what my boundaries is, I then build a Chaymas. I build a wall. I build a wall around it and I say, this is my boundaries, I don't go out of this boundary. Once I've done that, made my tchum. Number two, built my wall. Then comes the third stage, chosam. That is my signature. That is who I am. That's how I sign my name. Chosam means, ubiyad kol odom chosam, with everybody's hand, he signs. This is who I am. This is my signature. This is who I am. This is my individuality. This is my tchum. This is my wall that I built around it. I don't go out of my wall. I don't go out of my tchum. V'chosam. It's all from one sheirish. Because it's all intertwined. It's all connected. First I start off with the tchum. Then I move over to the chayma. And then I have the chosam. When I go out to Ben Azmanim, I've got to set out my tchum. What is my tchum? How big of a circle do I build around my Shmiras HaMitzvos? Then I build my wall. There's no way in the world I'm going out of this tchum. And that is my chosam. And when I come back to a new zman, I'm coming back with a shtempel. This is who I am. I built my individuality. I built something that I couldn't even do during a zman. I did it on my own. I made a connection with the Ribbono Shel Olam in a certain area. This is how I, the bitui of a person. This is who I am. This is my signature. How do I go ahead and build my tchum? How do I go ahead and build those walls? Each one has his cheshbon. But there's one cheshbon for all of us. And each one of us has to take it out. There's a Moreh Dekavot. When Moshe told Bezalel to build the Mishkan. So Moshe told Bezalel, says Rashi in Parshas Bikudei, he told him to build first the Kelim and then the Mishkan. So Bezalel came along and said, doesn't make sense to build Kelim first, leave them outside, right? You buy all your furniture and then you decide how to build your house and where to put it. First build your house. Minhogu shel olam. This is not the minhag ha'olam. Minhag ha'olam is first you build a house, and then you build the kelim to fit into the house. So it doesn't make sense what you, Moshe Rabbeinu, are telling me to do. So So Moshe Rabbeinu turns around and says, you know what? You're right. That taka what the Rabbeinu Shloilam meant. Now I understand why you're called Bezalel. Betzel Kel. In the shadow of the Rabbeinu Shloilam. Now I understand why you're called Bezalel. Go ahead, build the Mishkan first. And then the Kelim. So the question is asked, what happened over here? Moshe Rabbeinu comes along and says, build the Mishkan, do the Kelim first, do the Mishkan. What's Bezalel asking questions? This is what the Rabbeinu Shlom told him. And then Bezalel comes along and tells him a new Shtickle Torah. It doesn't make sense. Min Hoga Shel Oilam, the minig of the Welt, is that the normal thing you do is first you build a Mishkan, and then, or you build a house, and then you put Kelim into the house. Then you build the Kelim. You don't buy the furniture or the furniture and have it lying outside until I finish the house. What kind of svara is that? What's it got to do with Minhag Shel Olam? This is the way the Rabbeinu Shlom wants it. You don't understand it. Doesn't make sense. Too bad. And Moshe turns around and says, ooh. The Muradika Svara. Now I understand. That means till now that Bezalel, the Torah tells us was Beruach Hashem. The Pasuk tells us that the Rabbeinu Shlom says, Vani Amale al Filim with Ruach Hashem, with Ruach HaKodesh. And he understood how to build all the Kelim in the Mishkan, Lefi, the Kavonus of the Lomis Elyonim. And it all worked out. On that, Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't this ball why he was called Bezalel. But when he came along with the Pashto Svara of Minhogi Shel Olam, this is the way the world runs. There's a certain way of doing things. You first build a house, and then you put Kelim in. Then Moshe Rabbeinu says, wow, this is an Einstein. Wow, now I understand why it says Bezalel, Betzel Kel. You know what? You're right. Go ahead and do it. So the Mepharshim say a Muradiki is said here. Bezalel Taka was Bezalel, and he knew all the cheshbonos of Shemaim, and he understood all the kavanas behind building the Oron with the Menorah, with the Mizbeach, and what it's for, and how it works, and the measurements were connected, everything that went upstairs. He understood everything. Moshe Rabbeinu comes along and tells him, do something that doesn't make sense in this world. He says, Bezalel, to build a Mishkan, it has to be b'shleimus. Shleimus means it has to be 100%